Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Happy New Year. Wow, last year close to 500,000 downloads of the podcast reached. Amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. You can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Wow, so many exciting things coming up this year for the show. I hope that you enjoy them. This evening, a wonderful, talented, sexy, hot actor is going to be on, Laz Alonso. Laz, you might have seen him in Jumping the Broom. He actually won the NAACP Image Award for that. Also, he's coming up on Deception, which airs tonight on NBC at 10 p.m. Eastern. So you don't want to miss that. That's tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on NBC. In 2009, he was rated by Variety as one of the top 10 actors to watch. In 2011, he played Jumping the Broom. You might have seen him in Avatar. You also might have seen him on Breakout Kings, A&E's Breakout Kings. In the beginning, though, he wasn't really into acting. He was involved in some other things, and we'll talk about that when he calls in. But give me a call. Tell me what your favorite Laz role was in a movie. You can call in 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. See who this is in the call line. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So this is exciting. Wow, Deception. Oh, have you deceived anybody recently, Laz?
Well, I hope I don't deceive the audience expecting a good show. I hope everybody loves it. I'm proud of it. I think it's a really great writing, great acting, great story. It's really juicy. You know, all the kind of stuff you like to see in a TV show. You know, we try to give you a little bit of everything.
Well, it looks like there might be some really steamy scenes between you and Megan, because a lot of hints of what we had and where we might go, and it was really good. Are you looking forward to that scene?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the whole thing behind our characters is, you know, there's some history there. You know, we were definitely partners before on the force, but we crossed the line and ended up dating for a little while, and my character is in hopes of rekindling that, and he uses kind of like this case in a way to bring them closer together again, to reunite them.
Yes, yes.
And while she's undercover, he didn't realize that she also had history with the people he was having them investigate, and specifically with, you know, one of the guys. She actually dated him too, you know, so
yeah.
That kind of creates a love triangle between Megan, myself, and Wes Brown's character.
So now, you play a lot of different, like, I guess, military cop guys, but then you play some bad guys. Which one do you like better? Do you think you like the military? Because I heard you were in military school. Is that correct?
Yeah, I went to military school when I was younger. I like to play all characters. Any character that I can really sink my teeth in, if they have a certain level of depth to them and, you know, just give me something really good and juicy to work with, or something I can build on, then I enjoy playing those characters. You know, that's part of the fun part of make-believe, is being able to create something from scratch and, you know, making it believable enough to where even the people that know you well don't see you in the character. They see only the character.
Yeah. I was reading one of the interviews you did dealing with Breakout Kings, and I think you wore a Marine ring, just as a nice touch. Is that correct in the show?
Yeah, I mean, it was something that was never featured on the show, but it always reminded me that this guy was a former Marine, so there was a certain code that he had to continue to live by, and he kind of ran his office, his detail, his unit, with that same intensity, Marine Corps intensity, and, you know, it's little things like that that kind of help you stay in character and always give an authentic performance.
Now, you won the NAACP Image Award. How was that? Were you, like, shocked? Were you ready? I mean, what was running through your mind?
I wasn't ready. I was I was very flattered. I was very humbled. You know, I mean, the guys that were in my category were people that I've looked up to for years, and some of them I've worked with, some of them I haven't had the opportunity to work with yet, but they're all respectable actors. You know, and just to be mentioned in that category among them was already something that I was very proud of. You know, it was a moment where I just felt like, you know, very grateful to be considered in that group. And to actually win it, you know, that meant a lot. You know, it really meant a lot, and I'm very proud of my NAACP award.
Are we going to see you on the stage anytime soon, doing, like, Broadway or something possibly?
You know, I want to. You know, the thing with TV is that it, you know, when you're doing television, you're doing a lot of episodes, and you're moving very quickly, and, you know, you pretty much are committed to that when you're working on that. So right now I'm focused on the show. We haven't wrapped yet. We're still filming this season. And even though it starts tonight airing, we're still going to be shooting different episodes. So, you know, we're still in the thick of things.
So tonight, Deception is coming on NBC at 10 p.m. Eastern. So you guys want to check it out. Also, I mentioned to them that they can go to NBC's website and see a preview pilot to learn more about the show and see some of the great acting on there. I love Victor Garber. He's always playing somebody's dad, or he's singing something. How was it? Do you have a lot of interaction with him, or not yet, because you're in the background?
It's funny. I just shot my first scene with Victor right before the holidays. You all won't see that in the next few episodes. It doesn't come till later on down the line when he and I finally, you know, face off head to head. But you know, Megan is the one who's undercover with the family. So my job is to try to stay out of the way as much as possible and just kind of guide her and help her with the investigation. But I have a lot of interaction with the other people around the family, like the children, the sons, and everything, and I kind of lean on them. Victor, that's the big dog. That's the one we all want to take down. So, I try to stay out of his way as much as possible.
So now, you are not just an actor, and you didn't start out being an actor. You started out in the business world. And so what drew you into acting, and why did you stay in business where usually most of the money is? But what made the transition?
I always wanted to act. That was always my dream, to do that, you know. And having studied business at Howard, you know, because I felt like regardless of whether I acted or I did something else, you know, everything is a business ultimately. Even acting, you know, is a business. This is the entertainment business. A lot of times we forget that it's a business, and we get caught up in the art side of it, which is important, but it's also a business. I mean, we cannot forget that they think the bottom line, they're here to make money. You know, they're selling advertising. You know, so everything has a business component to it as well, and I wanted to know that side of it. I wanted to know, you know, what made the world move. And I studied marketing and finance and got my degree. Well, I had my own marketing company. You know, and the good thing about that, which I'm glad I did, is it had me start acting a little later. But I feel like I bring a lot more real-world experience to my characters. You know, just through life and living. Yeah.
So you've played with some beautiful women, and you've had some intimate scenes with some very beautiful women. Let me ask you, be honest, do you like those scenes? Are they, like, uncomfortable? You just can't wait till they get over? I mean, I always hear, you know, oh, there's 50 million people around, and we got to do this angle and that angle. But come on, it's just me and you here. Well, maybe a couple other people. But tell me, did you like the scenes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you know, for me, when I do those kind of scenes, my main concern is the actress that I'm working with. I want her to feel comfortable. I want her to feel, you know, safe. I don't want her to, at any point in time, feel like she's being compromised by myself or like, you know, while you are to play a very realistic moment, you're also trying to still keep a certain level of intimacy out of it because it is work. You're not there to make out. You know, so you have to make it realistic enough to where on the camera it looks like, you know, these people are really making out, but you still have to keep a certain professionalism and level of distance between you so that
they don't feel compromised or like, you know, uncomfortable in the scene. And it'll show. If they feel uncomfortable, it'll show. You know,
yeah,
so
definitely.
It's a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance, and you know, I really, like, a lot of people are, oh, man, you know, you get the kids making good, or you kids, you know, all that, and
right.
It's like, if they only knew, you know, as beautiful as these women actually are, and I'm sure their, you know, significant others enjoy kissing them, you know, on set, it's all business. It's all business.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just is what it is. We're there to do a job. And, you know, the last thing you ever want is to develop a reputation of not being professional. And I've worked too hard, you know, to
let that happen.
Yeah. Point.
I think we have a caller here. Let me bring in this caller. You're calling from 863 area code. Do you have a question? Hi, are you just listening? Okay, I think they're just listening. That's okay. Thank you, everybody in the chat room, for listening. Thank you, everybody online. You can check out Deception tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Also, you can go to NBC's website early and check out a preview. Also, I encourage you to follow Laz on Twitter, at LazOfficial. Now, Laz, do you do most of your stunts, and have you ever been injured doing some stunts?
Yeah, I definitely do most of my stunts.
I think we lost you. Could you hear us? Sorry,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yep.
Okay, yeah, no, I said I do most of my stunts. I learned very early. You let the professionals do it. That's what they're there to do. Because if you get hurt, the movie's over. They can't continue without you. You know, so I think it's natural for when you're younger in the business, you know, you want to do all your own stunts. You don't want anybody to do your stuff. But, you know, there are people that get paid good money to do that and to keep you safe. That's really what it's about. You know, it's not about your ego and being able to brag about, yeah, I did all my own stunts in this movie. It's about being able to finish the movie. Because if you get hurt, guess what? It's over. They can't continue the film. But I have been hurt on set. I think it's natural when you're playing, you know, aggressive type of roles or action-y type roles, you're going to get hurt, you know, and that just comes with the territory.
So now, something else I know about you, that you sing.
I have a little fun with it.
You think you could do a little something? You think you could do a little something for the audience?
Nah. You know,
for me,
it's a hobby, it's a pastime, it's something that, you know, I just have fun with, but I wouldn't put myself out there as a singer.
All right. Well, last time you were on the show, you spoke a little Spanish. Now, that I know you're fluent. Your parents are Cuban descent, correct?
Yes.
So do you think you could say a little something to the ladies tonight, talking to them about watching Deception and don't forget to tune in and in Spanish?
Mira, quisiera decirle a todas las mujeres lindas que están oyendo ahora que miren el programa Deception en el canal 4, la emisora NBC, esta noche a las 10 de la noche, que ahí vamos a estar todos nosotros fiestando y gozando contigo.
Oh, my God, wonderful. I caught a little bit about beautiful ladies and tune in and something with me contigo, but I couldn't get everything
there
else. That's wonderful. So now what's coming up next for you? I know you guys plan your lives like, you know, year in advance or so, but after Deception, do you have any movies in the works coming up for yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, I have a film that I shot in France with Chris Brown called Battle of the Year, and that one is going to drop in September.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun dance movie, you know, and that was just something that, you know, I did Stomp the Yard with him, and I really had a lot of fun, and I knew what kind of impact dance movies have on, like, you know, high school and teens and preteens. And, you know, it's just something that I always want to be visible with everybody, my entire audience, you know.
Yeah.
And that was something that reaches out to them. So I wanted to do something, again, that reaches out to that crew of audience, you know, viewers. And that's it, you know, and I'm just focused on Deception right now. You know, one of the things that I think a lot of times we have to focus on in this business is stop looking so far ahead. You know, we're always looking for the next big thing. And it's like to really embrace.
Well, how do you stay focused then? Because you have so many people coming at you to probably do projects.
I just stay focused by trying to keep. You know, other stuff until I'm ready to, you know, and I feel like it's just fair to the people that I'm working with, whether it be my fellow actors or the people that hired me, you know, to give them 100%. You know, they hired me to give them. That's what I owe them.
Yeah. Let's do a couple fun things with you. I'm just going to ask you a couple quick questions here. What's your favorite color?
Favorite car?
Favorite color.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still
here. Oh, favorite color? Red.
Mm-hmm.
Red.
Do you like to run or walk?
Walk.
What's your favorite place in the world to visit?
Paris.
Peanut butter and jelly or turkey and cheese?
Turkey and cheese.
Soda or juice?
Juice.
And what do you look for in a lady?
Loyalty more than anything. You know, I think
mm-hmm.
like that's, I think underlying everything, you always want somebody that's going to be there, you know. Just because you may have something now doesn't mean that you're always going to have it. And that could be anything. It could be material things. It could be, you know, health. It could be anything. But somebody who's willing to stick it out with you through thick and thin, that's priceless.
Definitely, definitely. So where will we see Laz in 5-10 years from now?
Hopefully you'll see Laz producing, directing, you know, behind the scenes, doing a lot more things behind the scenes, maybe executive producing his own TV show. I really want to get involved in the business side of Hollywood. It really fascinates me, and I want to be more active on that side.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. The show is tonight, Deception, 10 p.m. Eastern. NBC, check it out. You can go earlier to check out a preview. Also, follow Laz on Twitter, @LazOfficial. He's also on Facebook. You interact a lot with your fans on Twitter. I see you constantly talking about stuff and chucking and driving and you know, everything. Let me see. This caller's in here. Let me see if I can get them in again. Caller 863, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Hi, can you have like 30 seconds. Do you have a question or a comment?
Okay, I want to know if Laz was working on any more indie films. And the last film that he did that was at in Miami, the showing in Miami, is there anyone else we can deal with?
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, they're actually going to release that short that I filmed that premiered in Miami in the next couple weeks. It was a mini documentary that I did on a D.C. artist named Al Burtz. And, yeah, indie film is the way to go. You know, that's definitely the area that I want to tackle and focus my energy on, specifically behind the lens, directing, producing, and hiring talent.
So what comments could you – what suggestions could you give to a young actor out there? What would you suggest for them? Can you hear me? Oh, I think we got cut off. All right, well, I'm sorry, people. We got cut off from the show, but thank you so much for tuning in. It was a great interview with Laz. The show will be archived, so if any of your friends missed it, tell them to check it out. Send them the link. You can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Again, stay tuned. Check me out on Twitter and on Facebook because tomorrow night I may have another hot, sexy, young male actor. I can't tell you who it is yet because it's not 100% confirmed, but just stay tuned. Okay, that's tomorrow. Later on this month, January 17th, Twitter chat about stalking, SMJK stalking is the hashtag. And then January 19th, 11 a.m. Eastern, cervical cancer awareness with Tamika Felder. Thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in. And thanks, Laz. I'm sorry, I think we got cut off, but thank you so much for calling in. You guys have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.